Okay, so picture this. You're at Drop House, right?
Okay.
Like one of Europe's like top festivals, for independent designers and techno music. Lights are going, the music's thumping, and then bam, strutting down the runway comes, wait for it, latex fashion.
Wow.
Yeah. So today's deep dive, it's taking us into this unexpected world of high fashion meeting like club culture.
Right.
It's actually way more interesting than you might think.
I think what's fascinating about this is the context,
Yeah.
We're not talking about just like typical club wear, you know what I mean?
Right.
Sigrid Latex, the brand behind this whole collection, is known for like a really avant-garde approach to latex.
Yeah.
So having them at Drop House, like this could be a sign of something much bigger happening in fashion.
That's a really good point. I was actually really surprised to learn that this is like the first time a latex brand has ever been featured at Drop House.
Yeah, it is. And I don't think it's a coincidence either. Yeah, I mean, think about it. Other subculture fashion trends like that eventually went mainstream, like punk or grunge, they all started on the fringes,
Right,
right? And then
totally.
slowly they kind of made their way into everyday wear.
Yeah.
So could latex be on like a similar trajectory?
That's a really, really interesting point. I mean, I can see the appeal. The collection itself is pretty stunning. It's mostly black latex, but it's got these bright pops of color, like fluorescent green, yellow, and pink,
Oh, wow.
perfect for a techno festival. Do you think the color choices were strategic?
Oh, absolutely. The designers were most likely playing with how light interacts with latex,
Oh, yeah.
And against black, those bright colors would have just popped on the runway,
Totally.
creating this like mesmerizing visual. But you know what? The collection wasn't all about like flashy stage wear.
Yeah, there were like some really clever combinations of latex with like more everyday fabrics, like denim and cotton.
It really challenged my assumptions about how wearable latex can actually be.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's not just about the catsuits and corsets anymore. We're seeing designers experiment with latex accents on jeans, skirts, even tops. This is where it gets interesting for people who might not have considered wearing latex before. It's becoming way more approachable and versatile.
So, okay, say you're intrigued by this idea, right? But you've never considered wearing latex yourself. Like, where do you even begin?
Well, first, I think you need to understand the material itself, right? Latex is derived from natural rubber. But it goes through this really complex process to be transformed into like fabric we see in clothing.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just like stitching together some rubber sheets.
No, not at all. There are different types of latex, with varying thickness finishes.
It requires like a high level of skill and precision to work with. And designers have to consider, things like stretch, durability, and even how the latex is going to move on the body.
Wow, I'm already getting a newfound appreciation for latex garments. And speaking of seeing how it moves, didn't Theo Du film the entire Drop House show?
Yes, he did. And I highly recommend checking it out. You'll see how beautifully latex drapes and flows and how it can be used to create like sleek and dramatic silhouettes.
It's officially on my watch list now. But getting back to, this idea of latex going mainstream, are there like any historical parallels we can look to?
There are actually quite a few. Take the miniskirt, for example.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Initially, it was seen as shocking, rebellious even, but it quickly gained widespread acceptance. Became a staple in women's wardrobes. Or think about how leather jackets, once associated with like motorcycle gangs, are now considered a classic fashion item.
That's true. That's true. So you're saying that latex could like follow a similar path? Going from like a niche material to something we see everywhere.
It's definitely a possibility.
Wow.
And if that happens, it raises some interesting questions.
Like what?
Like, how would a wider adoption of latex impact the fashion industry as a whole? Would we see a shift in beauty standards? What about the environmental impact of latex production?
Oh, yeah. Those are some really big questions, and I think they're worth exploring in more detail. So let's dig a little deeper into the potential social and cultural implications of latex fashion.
One of the most interesting things about latex is that it really challenges traditional notions of beauty and body image.
Oh, totally.
It's a material that really hugs the body.
Right.
highlighting like all the curves and contours.
Yeah, that's so true. You
Yeah.
can't hide anything in latex.
No.
Do you think that could be like empowering for some people?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think for many, wearing latex is about embracing and celebrating their bodies, regardless of shape or size, you
Right.
know?
Yeah.
It's about confidence and self-expression.
Yeah, I can definitely see how it would be a way to like reclaim your body and,
Yeah.
challenge those conventional beauty standards.
Exactly.
But at the same time, some might argue that latex is like inherently sexualized.
Right.
So how do we reconcile those two
I
perspectives?
think that's a really important point.
Yeah.
Latex does have a history, you know, of being associated with fetish wear
Right.
and certain subcultures.
Yeah.
But I think what we're seeing now is like a movement to desexualize latex
Okay.
and present it as a viable fashion choice for like anyone.
So it's about taking ownership of the narrative and
Yeah.
challenging those preconceived notions people might have about latex.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
that's where events like Drop House come in, you
Yeah,
know,
right.
by showcasing latex in a more mainstream context,
Right.
it helps to normalize it
Yeah.
and break down those barriers.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
Okay.
Would you feel differently seeing latex on a runway at a fashion show
Right.
versus in a more, let's say, adult setting?
I think I would, yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing latex presented as high fashion definitely changes my perception of it.
Right.
But let's talk about practicality for a second.
Okay.
Is latex really something you can wear every day?
Yeah.
It seems like it would be like hot and uncomfortable.
You know, there are definitely some misconceptions about wearing latex.
Okay.
Yes, it can be warm,
Right.
but modern latex garments are often designed with breathability in mind.
Oh, okay.
And in terms of comfort, it actually depends on the fit. A well-made latex garment should feel like a second skin.
Oh, wow.
You know, it should be restrictive or uncomfortable.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's all about finding the right fit and
Yeah.
understanding the material.
Exactly.
Okay.
And there's plenty of resources available, like online and in specialty shops, that can guide you through the process of buying and caring for latex clothing.
Oh, cool.
You know, it might seem intimidating at first, but once you get the hang of it,
Right.
it's no more complicated than caring for any other delicate garment.
This is making me want to try latex now.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears a bit
Okay.
and talk about the economic side of things.
Right.
If latex fashion does go mainstream, what kind of impact could that have on the industry?
You know, it could be a real game changer.
Really?
We could see a surge in demand for latex,
Oh, wow.
which would benefit rubber farmers and latex producers.
Okay, yeah.
It could also lead to innovation in terms of like production techniques and the development of new types of latex fabrics.
And what about like the potential for job creation? Could we see a rise in like specialized latex garment makers and designers?
Absolutely. A
Wow.
growing latex fashion industry would create opportunities for like skilled artisans and designers
Right.
who specialize in working with this unique material.
Yeah.
You know, it could even revitalize traditional crafts and techniques.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
But of course, we have to consider the potential downsides as well.
Right.
What about the environmental impact of increased latex production?
That's a crucial point.
Yeah.
Latex is a natural material, but the production process can still have environmental consequences, especially if it's not done sustainably.
So what would sustainable latex production look like?
You know, it would involve responsible sourcing of rubber,
Oh, okay.
minimizing waste and pollution during the manufacturing process,
Right.
and using like eco-friendly dyes and chemicals.
Okay.
We're already seeing some brands taking steps in this direction.
Oh, that's good.
And hopefully that trend will continue as latex becomes more popular.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
So, for listeners who might be thinking, okay, this is all very interesting, but what does it mean for me?
Right.
What would you say?
Yeah.
Why should they care about the rise of latex fashion?
I think, you know, because it's a reflection of something much bigger than just clothing,
Okay.
it's about changing attitudes towards body image, breaking down stereotypes,
Right.
and embracing new forms of self-expression.
Yeah.
You know, it's about pushing the boundaries of what's considered acceptable and challenging the status quo.
Totally.
And it's about finding sustainable and ethical ways to produce the things we love.
That's a really powerful message.
Yeah.
And it seems like latex, with its unique properties and history, is
Yeah.
perfectly positioned to be at the forefront of this cultural shift.
I think so.
But I'm curious, what are your predictions for the future of latex fashion? Where do you see it going from here?
Well, I think we'll definitely see latex continue to pop up in unexpected
Oh,
places.
really? Like where?
Maybe we'll start seeing latex accents on sportswear,
Oh.
or even latex incorporated into like furniture and home decor.
Ooh, a latex-trimmed couch.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah. And, I think the focus on sustainability will only grow stronger.
Yeah.
We might even see the development of like new plant-based latex alternatives
Okay.
that are even more eco-friendly.
Yeah, that would be a game changer.
Yeah.
Imagine latex clothing that's both stylish and good for the planet.
Exactly. It's definitely something to look forward to.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing is that people continue to experiment and push the boundaries of what's possible with latex.
So if you're listening to this and you're intrigued by latex, what would be your advice?
I'd say don't be afraid to try it.
Yeah.
Do your research.
Okay.
Find a reputable brand or designer
Right.
and see how it feels.
Yeah.
You might be surprised at how much you love it.
And who knows, you might even become part of the latex fashion revolution.
Now that's a thought. Speaking of revolutions, there's another interesting aspect to latex's history that I think is worth exploring.
Okay.
Did you know that latex played a role in some pretty significant social and political movements?
I did not. Tell me more.
Well, for example, latex clothing was adopted by certain groups as a symbol of rebellion and counterculture.
Oh, wow.
It was a way to challenge societal norms and express their individuality.
Wow, that's fascinating. So latex has this rich history of being associated with pushing boundaries and challenging the status quo.
Exactly. And that history is still relevant today as we see latex being used to promote body positivity and inclusivity.
Right.
It's a reminder that fashion can be a powerful tool for social change.
That's a really insightful point. It makes me think about like the broader context of latex fashion and how it fits into the larger conversation about, sustainability, ethics, and representation in the fashion industry.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to remember that these conversations are ongoing and constantly evolving.
Right.
As consumers, we have the power to influence the direction of the fashion industry by supporting brands and designers who align with our values.
So in a way, every time we make a fashion choice,
We're making a statement about the kind of world we want to live in.
I think so. And the fact that latex, a material once relegated to the fringes of fashion, is now being embraced by mainstream designers and consumers alike is a sign that we're moving in a more inclusive and progressive direction.
That's a really hopeful thought. It makes me excited to see what the future holds for latex fashion
Yeah.
and how it will continue to shape the way we think about clothing, our bodies, and the world around us.
I couldn't agree more. And speaking of shaping the future, there's one more aspect of latex that I think is worth highlighting. It's the potential for innovation. Latex is such a versatile material, and we've only just scratched the surface of what's possible. We might see like new blends of latex with other fabrics, creating textures and finishes we've never seen before.
It's like opening up a whole new world of possibilities. What
Exactly.
about like technological advancements? Could we see things like, I don't know, smart latex that reacts to heat or light? I mean, that's not outside the realm of possibility. We're already seeing innovations in textile technology
Rare.
with like self-healing fabrics and embedded sensors.
Wow.
So it wouldn't be surprising to see similar advancements in latex.
Wow. Imagine a latex garment that changes color based on your mood. The fashion possibilities are endless.
Exactly. And, let's not forget about the potential for latex in other industries.
Oh, right.
We've
Yeah.
already talked about furniture and home decor, but what about things like automotive interiors
Okay.
or even medical devices?
Okay, a latex car seat. That's intriguing.
It could offer a unique combination of comfort, durability, and even safety features.
Right?
And in the medical field, latex is already used in like gloves and other protective gear.
Sure.
But imagine latex bandages that could like promote healing or latex implants that are more biocompatible.
This deep dive has definitely expanded my understanding of latex.
Good.
I went from thinking it was just a material for fetish wear to seeing its potential to revolutionize fashion.
Yeah, and even other industries.
Right.
What do you think is the most important takeaway for our listeners?
I think the key takeaway is that latex is a material worth paying attention to. It's not just a passing trend. It's a material with a rich history and a bright future. And whether you're interested in fashion, technology, or just like exploring new possibilities, latex has something to offer.
So if you're curious about latex, don't let those preconceived notions hold you back.
Yeah.
Do your research, explore the different styles and applications, and who knows?
Right, yeah.
You might just discover a whole new world of possibilities.
And remember, fashion is all about self-expression and pushing boundaries. So if latex speaks to you, embrace it.
Well said.
Oh.
And on that note, we wrap up our deep dive into the fascinating world of latex fashion and beyond. We hope you enjoyed the journey.
Until next time, keep an open mind, stay curious, and never be afraid to explore the unexpected.